Hey, welcome to the Inside Hour. It's Tuesday night. I guess it's midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and here in Hawaii, it's a wonderful 7 o'clock at night. So welcome to the Inside Hour. Joining us, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and it's going to be my pleasure tonight to introduce to you the Director of Marketing and Public Relations International for Live H2O, the Concert for the Living Water. So hold on. You're going to meet an amazing woman tonight, and typically, as you know, we start this program off with giving it up to the creator, and then I give you a little bit of a commercial pitch about who sponsors the Inside Hour. So let's give it up to the creator, first of all. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the glorious blessings that you're constantly bestowing upon us. How glorious is your kingdom. How you manifest in this divine direction that you give your humble servants, those who are listening to you with full faith and trust, with open hearts, to receive your glorious blessings and your kindness and your gentle direction so that we can become all that we can be. This incredible majesty that we're evolving into now, where we own our response ability as powerful co-creators, and you're guiding us in every way. I ask for a special blessing tonight, Heavenly Creator, for all the wonderful people who listen to the Inside Hour and to BBS Radio, because you folks out there who are listening have been supporting us in spirit and in prayer and financially. I ask the Creator to bless you royally, because you deserve to have your hearts open fully, your minds calmed, and be in clarity and peace versus dissonance and fear. So I ask for that special blessing, and I thank the Heavenly Creator for all the people and all the amazing things that have happened this past week for us in Hawaii in the advancement of the Concert for the Living Water. I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for bringing us White Eagle Medicine Woman, who was on our show last week and who performed on Wednesday following this last Tuesday. Tonight's Tuesday. On Wednesday last week, she performed the most amazing service here in the Kingdom of Heaven on the Big Island of Hawaii. She brought with her this amazing drum, grandmother drum, which quite honestly, it appears to me, based on all the evidence and all the amazing math and all the revelations divine that you've been giving us, is akin to the Ark of the Covenant. And I know, Heavenly Creator, that most people don't understand what that means. And that's okay. We'll explain it to them over the next couple months, but I want to thank you for bringing White Eagle Medicine Woman and Grandmother Drum and conducting the service and the ceremony that was conducted here, where people literally went out in the spirit, were blown out in the spirit, had miraculous healings, and had the most amazing blessing of the Aina, the land, the Mother Earth, to bring in that resonance frequency of divinity, of divine love and harmony, to bring us all up a notch in this spiritual renaissance that's taking place right now, that's opening all of us up to a higher level of discernment as well as collaboration, cooperation, and intuition, so that we can serve you in clarity and peace and prosperity in all ways, in health and happiness and joy, which is the essence of your love for us, your communications and your manifestations divine, the sacred geometry of your divinity in us, right here, right now, as well as all around us. Thank you so much, Heavenly Creator, for all these glorious blessings. And I say in Yeshua's name, I praise you. And in the native North American language to completing a prayer, I say, Aho. Well, there you have it. There's an opening. Give it up to the Creator, folks, on the Inside Hour. You know, I want to thank our sponsors before I bring Sally Atia on for an update on what Live H2O is happening and advancing and who's involved and where the new venues are. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for all of the wonderful support you folks have shown by ordering books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and equipment. And some most amazing, wonderful products are additionally now being advanced on this HealthyWorldStore.com. Some of those new products are the most amazing, wonderful Melody water generator, electrical water generator that essentially clusters, structures the water so that when you drink it, you literally get, you know, that tingly sensation in your body that typically you get when you have fresh squeezed organic carrot juice or something just really wonderful. And for those of you who are spiritually endowed and sensitive, when you drink a really good, fresh, pure, sparkling and vibrating water, you get a kundalini rush up your spine. Well, that's what the Melody Unit presents and provides. So I want to thank the folks from the manufacturers of Melody Unit that's now on Healthy World Store. Go check it out at healthyworldstore.com. I want to tell you about a couple wonderful products that we're just about to come out with and have just come out with. Ones that are just now new on Healthy World Store. One is called Primo Life. If you want to have a top shelf multivitamin, multimineral, multi-enzyme, monoatomic, monoatomic of both the gold and silver, but the pure stuff, not the trash stuff that some people are putting out there. This is the real stuff, the real ancient manna that literally vibrates your body, crystallizes it, harmonizes it with divinity, and makes your Holy Spirit-filled temple ring with this honesty and this majesty of the Creator's glory. That's who we are. That's what's in us. Well, you know what? It's typically the minerals that make the electron transport and spiritual flow happen. So Primo Life is an awesome product. A new product called Zeolite. Many of you have heard of Zeolite. It's the most commonly used medical detoxification aid. It's perfect for chelation. However, Zeolite has one step beyond the Zeolite. It has what's called a clathration capability. If you look that up in the medical textbooks, what you find is that it has the capacity to hold on to toxins that are being pulled from the body. You probably know how important detoxification is. In a polluted world in which we live, where the water's polluted, the air's polluted, and the food stuff polluted, the soil's polluted even, gee whiz, we need a detoxification aid. And so for your Holy Spirit-filled temple's preparation for this incredible journey that we're on right now, this whole spiritual renaissance, coming to the fullness of this love and this heart opening so that we can be prepared for the messianic age, the 1,000 years of world peace. We need to prepare our Holy Spirit-filled temples by detoxification. So that's not just chelation, it's clathration, and the product that I would highly urge you to investigate and beyond once a day is Zeolife. That's Zeolife, and you can go to Zeolife.com. Go to Zeolife.com, and you'll get that information. It's Primolife.net, if my memory serves me correctly. Primo, Primolife.net. Check out those products. Folks, I'm going to share with you also, it's about 2 weeks from now, we're going to release a product that, I hate to say this, you know, but maybe I'm very glad to say it. You know, I hate to say it because I know that there's a lot of great dentists out there. Folks listening to the Inside Hour for many years know that I'm a dentist. I practiced dentistry for 16 years in Massachusetts and New York, and I had a wonderful practice with a lot of patients, about 2,500 families I served, and routinely enjoyed very much the relationships. That's one part of clinical practice that I miss. It's the relationships that you develop over the years. You see the children grow after 16 years. You take little young children, and suddenly they're going away to college, and the smile that they have on their face when they smile is yours. You built it. And so, you know, that was a great blessing for me. So it's with a little sadness that I share with you the fact that we're about to come out with a product that's going to make dentistry virtually obsolete. We're going to eliminate a lot of dentists in practice with this product that's just coming out called Liquid Dentist. Liquid Dentist. And we don't have a website up, but we're going to pop it out in about 2 weeks, where you're going to be able to brush with a liquid, and you're not going to want to use toothpaste anymore. you're not going to want to use mouth rinses anymore. This is an all-in-one. You'll want to just simply brush with Liquid Dentist. And at the end of your brushing, and ideally I still recommend flossing, and where if you've got a deep periodontal pocket, I recommend using some sort of an instrument, a proxy brush, some sort of a pick or even toothpick or rubber tip to try to get in there as much as you can. That's standard good oral hygiene. But when you do that and you brush with Liquid Dentist, your teeth feel so clean. It feels like you just came out of the dental office, that you just had an excellent hygienist work on your teeth. You know that feeling. You take the tip of your tongue and you move it on your teeth and it feels so smooth and so glossy and so clean. It feels great, right? Well, guess what? That's what this does, but it's unbelievable because you only have to do it once a day. So there you go. You can trash your toothpaste. You don't need to brush three times a day. You certainly don't need to floss three times a day. And ultimately, that feeling, if you were to do it even just once a day, you'd find that if you didn't do it on the second or third day, amazingly, your teeth would still feel so clean. Now, beyond that, let me tell you what you can expect and what we seriously expect based on the evidence that we're looking at. If you have deep decay, you know how dentists go in there and drill it? They drill it out. The sad reality is that they're still drilling your tooth. Yeah, it sure looks like rot, and it smells horrible. But the reality is there's protein fibers that were there that creates the structure of the original tooth, where the calcium and the phosphates and the minerals literally are in and around those filaments, those protein fibers. And so when you take a dental drill to those things, you literally ruin the natural tooth. How would you like to have a product that when you rinse your mouth with it, which is what we recommend that you do after you brush your teeth with a half a capful of Liquid Dentist, and then you swallow it after you get done, but how would you like to have a product that would actually arrest tooth decay, literally kill the bacteria deep within the teeth? And then, because it's got such great minerals, as you rinse with it, the tooth actually begins to remineralize. Now, there's a ton of research. We've been doing our homework over the past several years, and this is, again, one of those highly suppressed technologies and realities. The drug industrialists and in dentistry, it's basically there as well. There's a $60 billion a year industry, as it was several years ago. It's probably more now. It's probably about $75 billion a year in the United States alone. That's a lot of money being made on an archaic, barbaric practice of drilling, filling, and billing. Imagine what it would be like swishing your mouth with a mouth rinse called Liquid Dentist, arresting all the germs down deep in the decaying teeth, and then have the minerals in it to remineralize the tooth, so that when it's done, about 2 or 3 weeks later, the tooth becomes hard again, and in about a month, it's so hard, it's actually harder than the original tooth and more decay resistant than the original tooth. Now, that is actually the science that's been out there. You can actually do a Google search on this technology. It's called dental ozone therapy. And it's ozone, for those who don't know, it's a form of oxygen. It's a triplet of oxygen. And so what you got here is this amazing capability to kill the germs, and that you've got, once the germs are dead, you know how when you make cement, you're mixing cement, you throw little stones into the cement, and if you're doing construction, you use iron rebar for reinforcement to hold the cement together. Well, you see those protein fibers, if you don't drill them out, they become the rebar, and the little bacteria, dead bodies, become the little stones. That's why when you remineralize the tooth, what happens is that it's so hard because it's got all this reinforcement, it's virtually like cement, but it's all natural. It's so natural that that's why we recommend that you swallow it, because when you swallow the mouth rinse after you're done swishing your teeth with it, then you're going to get the most fabulous minerals. You're going to get this all this incredible oxygenation to your system. So we're about to launch Liquid Dentist Superhero. And I think what we're going to witness as a result of this is a whole evolution in consciousness, and particularly conscious dental self-care, that's going to take the place of a lot of unfortunate and unnecessary drilling, filling, pain, and billing. So there you have it, healthyworldstore.com. What a wonderful, wonderful place to visit and check out the latest products. Healthyworldstore.com. Here's a toll-free number to call. You can now begin to order you can order Prima Life Zeolite. Give us a couple weeks for Liquid Dentist. The toll-free number is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And why it is in about 2 weeks we're going to launch Liquid Dentist is because I'm going to be actually, you know what, the first bottles of it are going to be with me next weekend in Tempe, Arizona, where the International Association for Biological Dentists, as well as the Holistic Dental Association, are having a joint conference where I'm one of the featured speakers. So that's where we're actually launching this coming Saturday and Sunday in Tempe, Arizona. We're actually launching Liquid Dentist before the most conscious dentists in the United States. So what a blessing that is. All right, then. Now, that's our little infomercial that I want to thank you for listening to, and I want to bring on our special guest. Now, our special guest is a celebrity throughout Egypt. She comes to us highly recommended. You can go on the Internet. You can do a Google search on Sally Attia, A-T-T-I-A. And Sally has been on the show briefly before with Reverend Roxy, but I want to bring on Sally because what she inherited a wonderful position with Live H2O. The Creator brought her here to Hawaii just in the perfect time. There was so much happening about the pyramids and the Egyptian requirements for, we spoke about it last week, the White Eagle Medicine Woman who's got Grandmother Drum. We thought about having her perform at the Egyptian pyramids. Tonight, and this is news to Sally, tonight we received very, very substantial information that suggests strongly we will be in Israel. And yours truly, I, Len Horowitz, will be in Israel for Live H2O,
wow,
Concert for the Living Water. Now, that means we've got a little shifting to do because I was planning to be with Dr. Emoto in Hawaii. But that's going to give you just some idea, folks. We're about to launch an international concert for the Living Water, Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. You can get a lot of great information. The new website is up at liveh2o.org. Live, L-I-V-E, H-2-O, make sure it's an O. As my children say, don't be a zero. Don't put in a zero because it ain't going to take you anywhere. liveh2o.org. And you'll see the magnificent website that's actually a world's first. You know, when I told you about the possibility of hosting a concert for the 144,000 as prophesied in Revelation 14:1, several years ago I started to mention how it appears to me that based on all the revelations and the advancement in the music, the musical mathematical matrix understanding that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven, and this energy resonance from our divine creator, our heavenly father, called this 528 frequency of love, this love and joy prayer that's manifested into you and I and everything else in this universe. That's the spirit in which, that's the Holy Spirit in which we are bathed and created and sustained. That essentially is a lot of love in that. That's 528 hertz. So years ago, a couple of years ago, I actually came out and started to say, you know, what we need is a concert. Sing a new song. That's what Revelation 14:1 says, that gathers 144,000 humble servants of the Creator, that as they sing this new song, it electromagnetically, musically, mathematically, literally transforms this entire planet. The Spirit uplifts us royally in this divinity so that we can literally be prepared for the Messianic Age, so that we're no longer in our abusive minds, you know, that egoic self-talk that you receive that's always got you worried about the past or the future and not allowing you to be here right now in experiencing the sound of silence and peace in the present. You know, the gurus and the master meditators do the meditations in order to achieve that state of oneness, that just simple, plain beingness. Well, that's a energy resonance. And if you're tuned into love, if you're tuned into that clear channel broadcast of divine creation and sustenance, then, you know, you're in that state. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. There's no dissonance. There's no dis-ease. There's no discord. There's no mental chatter. There's nothing missing in your brain. Ultimately, that other part of the brain that's been suppressed, and even musically been suppressed, we're so dominant. We're left brain dominant instead of right brain intuitive. We're kind of like engaged as a society. Look at what the anchor men do on the news. Look at what they play to, the human ego. Pain, fear, loss, threats to survival, triggers the ego mechanism. The music in A440 we've talked about on past shows, a couple of them now, where we had Michael Walton talking with you several weeks ago about the discovery that literally the Rockefellers funded the standardization back in 1917 through the American Federation of Musicians to create the A440 standard, which, by the way, suppresses the heart. It is literally something that censors the energy and suppresses the frequency resonance from the base chakra on up to the heart chakra. At any rate, we've got a solution. The universal solvent, water. The music, the universal language, music. We know the music of love. This is the music of the light, transmuting the music of the night. So this is the solution for live H2O, concert with living water, and ultimately this is a global baptism. We're about to literally marry humanity's heart with love and thanks, honoring the living water, sending that signal of chanting and preparing the technologies, the first time in history with the advances of technology, where we're going to be broadcasting live from 9 venues around the planet and then having numerous other venues available, also broadcasting. We'll see whether or not we can pick those up, but there will be numerous other videos and DVDs that are online that you'll be able to produce your own program. So in essence, we're going to send 144,000 human voices live over the internet. That's going to be sent to the 9 venues. That's then going to be joined by all the people who are at all the venues, and they're going to send their voices and the combined signal into the living water, the most beautiful waterways, the Nile River. We're going to talk with Sally about that in a minute. The Nile, not just in Egypt, but in Uganda, with our brother Peter Loima, Wasart Children's Youth Movement, sponsoring a venue in Uganda at the source of the Nile. Well, how about in Sudan? And what about in Japan? And what about here in Hawaii? And what about in Cardiff, Wales? All of these locations, Vancouver, Los Angeles, even Houston. And I understand that we may even have shortly a couple other venues. As a matter of fact, we do. They just came on recently, too. Saskatoon, Canada. We're still waiting for Calgary, but Toronto is on. They're on fire in Toronto. All over the world, people now are realizing we're going to be joining our voices with a human loving intent to recreate ourselves and our planet in the spirit, in the Holy Spirit, an image of our Creator, which is perfect, nothing missing, nothing broken. We can have peace for 1,000 years. And that's what the concept of the living water is. When we sing together and we transmit that loving broadcast into the living water, the waters are superconductors. It is a liquid crystal. It is the most profound transmitter, and the transmissions of love will make the waters vibrate, and because of this phenomenon called entrainment and resonance, because your body is mostly water, your body is likewise going to resonate to the same love frequency, which means that it's going to uplift humanity maximally, more than ever before in the history of this planet. There's never been a concert like this. This is a decentralized, non-profit event, historic event that's been prophesied by all the native people, as well as all of the people in the various theologies, Judeo, Christian, Muslim. Every single theology has predicted this event. And so this is what's so exciting, and I'm totally humbled, privileged to be working with so many magnificent human beings who get it, who really understand what we're about to do, which is create a love potion, a living frequency vibrating water that carries and marries the human heart of love with the Creator's love that's always been there and is always there for us. If we simply put our full faith and trust in it, miracle after miracle after miracle happens, your life becomes a miracle. So let me bring on my dear sister, Sally Attia. Sally, welcome to the Inside Hour.
Aloha. How are you?
Oh, I'm so blessed. Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Yes. Thank you for joining us again.
Oh, well, it's only been like, an hour since I last saw you?
But yeah,
I missed you already.
But you weren't on the Inside Hour last week.
That's right. No, I was jealous.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be your celebrity every week.
Oh, well, you can take over this show. Actually, maybe next week. You want to host the Inside Hour?
Oh, my goodness.
I'll tell you, you host it next week, and you can interview me. I'll be in Northern Idaho next Tuesday night.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. You'd be my victim next week.
I can be your victim next week. So, Sally, what's this week been like for you?
Oh, my goodness. Do you want the truth?
Yeah. The truth shall set you free. Go ahead.
Do you know when they say a storm in a teacup?
Yes.
This was like a huge storm in a relatively small teacup. So you can imagine how strong the energies have been. You know, you were talking earlier about a medicine woman, White Eagle. And, you know, she came with Grandmother Drum, and we had the most phenomenal gathering. Of course, you were here, and, you know, the whole house was here, and lots of wonderful
And, folks,
people.
This was not planned. This just happened spontaneously. Literally, the Creator assembled, what was it, about a dozen people?
Yeah, just, I think, 19.
19 people. Yeah. All of a sudden manifested for this amazing sacred ceremony.
Actually, it was 18 because we said 8 and 1 was the number 9.
9 completion.
Signified the completion.
That's right.
And we started the whole ceremony exactly at the time of 1:11. And it was Amalia that happened to see the time just then.
And by the way, folks, that was very synchronous. You know, first of all, I look at the clock and the Creator gives me this. And it's like in the native tradition, like the natives would always get feedback from nature and God through the spirits of the animals, and things would happen where they would be in tune with nature, and there was always communication going on from nature to give them direction. Likewise, we in the modern world have digital clocks. I always see 11:11, which always tells me we're all one. It's all one, and it's all okay. So now, 1:11 was when we started, and 1:11, if you look at the perfect circle of sound numbers, the difference, for example, between 396 and 417 and 528 is 111. They're separated by 111. So it's interesting that that's the perfect circle of sound, by the way, folks, is actually the drum is a 528 drum. We're going to also pick that up for Healthy World Store. We've got some magnificent CDs from Grandmother Drum and White Eagle, who administers that drum. And powerful healing. Sally, what happened? What was it like?
Well, as you said, it was just very on, you know, just by the minute thing. It was like, do you want to do this? Shall we do it? And we just looked at each other and we said, yeah. I suppose we didn't even know what to expect. And she did tell us it was going to be very powerful. And it was just amazing. I remember even before we brought the drum in, we said that we'd all gather together and we held hands downstairs. And because the drum is 70 foot
It's 7 foot.
It's seven foot wide.
This is a huge. You can't get it into most buildings, and we are not going to be able to get Grandmother Drum into the pyramid like we really want it. It just will not fit.
So I remember we cleared the whole floor and took all the furniture away, and then we stood and held hands. And before we even brought the drum into the house, we just held hands. And when she started chanting, we just all looked at each other and we just burst out crying. All of us, completely and simultaneously and with full force and full heart, full spirit. And all the energies that had been going on between us, all the questioning, the understanding, the ego, the fire, everything just dropped in a second.
Yeah,
everything.
Amazing.
I think you'll remember that. And we just cried.
I cried.
And we knew it was perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty amazing. And then, you know, when we brought in the drum and, you know, we all lay down and we heard the drumming, and it was the drumming through the crystals and, you know, the inlaid crystals of the drums. And it was just a very, very powerful day. And Grandmother did say that when she leaves, that we should expect within the next 48 hours a lot was going to happen. It's exactly as she said.
Exactly.
And it really did come to a, you know, culmination and to a head. And it was pretty amazing. But at the same time, it also cleared out a lot. You know, it's like when you have so much clutter in your house and you need to do a spring clean. It was exactly that. So a storm in a teacup, literally it was. And she came in, she cleared out all the bad energy, she cleared out all the negativity. Everything that was hidden, you know, came out. And everything that came out now flowered and bloomed. So I'm just really happy that, you know, we're over the worst, and I'm really looking forward to just, you know, manifesting the most fantastic event ever.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm. Yeah, folks, let me just add a little bit to what Sally said. You know, I was in tears. We had started a prayer. We all, as Sally mentioned, we all held hands and we stood around the drum. And White Eagle had asked several of us to do a prayer. First me, and then my wife Jackie, and then we turned it over to our brother Zion, who has an ancient connection. He's actually part of the bloodlines of the ancient kings of the Hawaiian kingdom. And he was there with us. And we also had, incredibly, Brother Medicine Wolf from Sedona, Arizona, who is the most beautiful human being and the greatest teacher and scholar. He has three medical doctorates, a PhD in biophysics, and a veterinarian degree. So he's got five doctorates, three medical degrees, and the most loving heart. You can actually do a Google search. I would highly encourage you to do this Google search. Google Dr. Horowitz interviews Medicine Wolf on Google. Dr. Horowitz interviews Medicine Wolf on Google, and then you'll be able to see this most beautiful 45-minute interview in two parts that I did with our brother. Anyway, he was there, and so he prayed, and I'll tell you, when I prayed, I was so in touch with the sadness of the genocides that have been ongoing for millennia, and the sadness of the people that had been killed by ignorance, by power, control, by this whole mania of manipulation of the population. And so I felt the sadness deep in my heart. I'll tell you, it was so, so profound, of centuries of people, native people, black people in Africa, every persecuted party. I felt literally that I was praying to purge this planet of the sadness and the genocide that had been ongoing. And so it was very, very, very moving. And so when Sally says that, you know, it was like spinning the teapot and purging and house cleaning, I'm telling you what we're in the process of doing, and it's a humbling privilege to share this with you and to be involved in it. And, of course, with your prayers and your positive, loving intention, you are engaged fully in this miraculous transformation of purging the negativity from planet Earth and restoring sanity and spirituality from the Most High on planet Earth. And that's what we're doing. We're leading up to the concert for the Living Water. Everything that we're going to be doing, and you'll hear it week after week, and I encourage you to get involved. Also, please get involved in the forums online at liveh2o.org. Now, there are forums that are set up already for everybody from musicians to the general listening audiences. And so please go online, check out that whole website. I think you'll find it delightful. Sally, give us an update on what's going on with Live H2O.
My goodness, where do I start? it's incredible. Basically, so far, we have about 12 locations that are confirmed. As you said earlier, we have...
There's only 12 confirmed?
Well, 12, and then it's growing every day. You know, we've just got Sudan. Yeah, we've got Sudan that's also just come in a couple of days ago. They said that there would be interest, and today they've definitely confirmed.
And you know, we got a confirmation today from Okinawa.
From Japan?
Shizuoka, Okinawa, Japan.
Oh, wonderful.
There's a little island right near Okinawa.
Lovely.
And that's the second venue in Japan.
Wonderful.
That's right. There's Sado Island that our brother Timothy Hamaka, or I think that's what his name is.
Timothy Hamada.
Hamada, yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Timothy Hamada.
He's our brother who's organizing the venue in Sado Island.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us what's going on.
So, yeah, I mean, basically, I first of all have to tell everybody that, draw to their attention that I haven't yet finalized the liveh2o.org website. So, please, folks, just bear with us because it's not yet perfect. It will be perfect. We are working 24 hours round the clock to make it as beautiful as possible and as independent as possible and as self-feeding as possible. So it's going to be pretty amazing by the time we're finished with it. You know, as I said, it's just things are renewing every day. People are sending us amazing video clips that we can upload and share with the rest of the world. Everything to do with global solutions, water solutions, healing,
oh, it's
music.
Wonderful, yeah.
It's going to be a very, very strong educational website.
On Friday, the 19th of June. Now, folks, this is a 72-hour event. So 3 days dedicated to the living water and raising consciousness and transforming this planet. The first day, Friday, the 19th of June, is all about edutainment. The world's leading scientists and authors and educators, metaphysicians, the most advanced energy technology folks are going to be sharing everything from free energy from water and showing products and the services associated with how we're going to get out of this mess that we're in with regard to the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartels, pollution. And you're going to see the most amazing technologies now on Live H2O. We're going to be heralding these, and we're having so many wonderful sponsors and co-sponsors now joining us. That's Friday, education. Saturday, just in brief, is all about the music of freedom, the music of 528, love. And then Sunday, the 21st, is the Holy Spirit-filled day. It is where we will actually will conduct the prayer for the living water, the chant for the living water, and also what we call is the experiment, the love water experiment that everybody from Traga Rinpoche, Dr. Emoto, numerous other spiritual and religious figures are going to be all over the world engaged. Sally, go ahead.
Yeah, so basically that's basically what's going on. So we're just constantly updating the website. We are talking to people all over the world. We're getting requests in. All day long, the phones don't stop ringing. We've got people just suggesting amazing venues all over the world. So again, if anybody out there feels inspired that has a venue in their city, in their country, that wants to head a venue, that have a brilliant idea, that knows of some organization that can, you know, and will support us, you know, I just want to say out there to everybody that this is a unified. It's the biggest unified event, and it's us that are going to do it, meaning you and us. It's a we. It's a one people's event. It's for the whole world, for us, for our children today and tomorrow. So we are making this happen. It's not, you know, it's not like we all have to just sit back and watch it happen. No, it's very much like, you know, the phenomenal presidential elections that we saw with Barack Obama. You know, Barack Obama didn't just sit there and watch it happen. He made it happen. So we have to make this happen. And, you know, for the first time in American history, in world history, that we have a black president. And, you know, it only happened because we were all so unified. I myself went down to Washington to campaign for him. And I know so many other people and volunteers that did. Everybody mucked in. Everybody was one hand, you know, in the action. Everybody dipped into their pockets and put in the dollar, the $5, the $10, the $100, whatever it was. And, you know, he made it very clear himself. He doesn't owe any money to any great corporations or oil companies or foundations, or he doesn't owe anyone any of that. It's us, the people, that made that happen. And I'm saying we need to do that because we need to continue that change that we started.
Instead of on a political level, on a spiritual level.
We don't need anything. We don't need any politics in this whatsoever. We need our love. We need our hearts. We need our wits about us. We need, as we said on the website, to roll up our sleeves and take responsibility of what we are doing today. And the beauty of it is that because this is by the people, for the people, it's up to us to take responsibility for our world today and tomorrow.
Yes.
So we can take charge of what happens to us tomorrow.
Absolutely. Newsflash.
Yes.
There are 23 venues right now.
Oh, nice.
Confirmed. On the schedule page of live h2o.org.
Fantastic. You see, that's how fast things happen.
And by the way, even better than that, two of those 23, actually Bulgaria has two venues that are proposed, one definitively planned, and Germany has two definitively planned. So that's beautiful, and I still haven't added Okinawa, Japan, and we haven't added Sudan.
That's
so
right.
There's 23, 24,
25. Lovely.
Folks, right now, we're 4 months out. We're 4 months away from Live H2O. And if you have folks in your area and you live near a beautiful lake or stream or even the ocean, gee whiz, you know, you can give us a call or drop us an email. Go online to liveh2o.org and you'll see the contact information for myself and Sally, and you can email us and tell us what your intentions are. But I want you to know that Libby, Montana, we even have a wonderful venue now evolving in Libby, Montana, which is a small town in northern Montana. And let's see, I want you to know, folks, that Boston is waking up. There's a venue now planned for Revere Beach, and I've actually this week contacted some fabulous musicians from the arts and the music community of Boston to participate. So I think that what we're finding, just like another one, Sydney, Australia just came on this past week. So there's a wonderful opportunity for you right now if you're thinking about what can I do to make this world a better place? Be a part of Live H2O, and you don't have to create a venue to do that. Your prayers are sufficient. You're chanting with us online. This is going to be, actually, Sally, you know what we need to do? Please write this down and remember this.
Yes, sir.
We've got to contact Guinness World Book of Records because we've already got to submit to them. We're going to break a couple world records right off the bat. This is going to be the first time in history where you're going to have a multimedia event, complete interaction online, worldwide, happening where you can sing and you can join a voice in Germany or in Sydney, Australia, and then your combined voice as one unified voice is going to go with love and prayerful intention for the global healing. The purpose of this, of course, folks, is if you've been listening to me over this program over the past several weeks, the purpose of Live H2O is to create a better world. It's obvious we want to have lasting peace on earth, not promises of peace on earth, not a hope for peace on earth. We want lasting shalom. We want peace right here, right now, for 1,000 years. We want to have world health. We want to put an end to diseases that would really not be here were it not for political impositions and economic impositions. We have the technology to set humanity free. OxySilver, by the way, if you don't know anything about OxySilver, go to OxySilver.com. 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 Be a hero. Join the affiliate network. It's a cooperative movement whereby we're disseminating what is going to cause people to no longer die needlessly from infectious diseases. Put an end to antibiotics. Eliminate risky and toxic vaccinations with OxySilver. So this is one of the great sponsors of the Live H2O, and there are many sponsors that you'll see on the sponsor page. And also donate whatever you can, folks. If it's just a prayer, we appreciate it. If it's a venue, get involved. And if you want to be home on that weekend, you'll have the capacity to use this technology for the first time in history to be able to produce your own show with 9 feeds and all these other wonderful programs besides that.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That was my next point, was that the newest and the latest in the technology that we have that we are now developing is, as you said, for the first time on internet, we will have 9 video feeds online on one page where we can switch from one country to the next live.
Live. Do you understand what we're saying? In other words, folks, you've seen Live Aid. You've seen Live 8. You've seen Concert for Bangladesh. And it was always a mainstream media company that was doing the switching. We're putting, for the first time in history, the control room on your laptop computer. You will literally be able to produce your own shows with 9 live feeds from all around the world, featuring the most genius scientists, water experts, people who know how to create solutions to the problems that this world faces. That's Friday. 24 hours of programming goes out live for you on Friday. On Saturday, the world's most conscious musicians. You probably never heard of 99% of them. Well, that's fine because they're far more talented than the ones that they're promoting, believe me, in the music industry. It's such a heavily controlled industry. This is about the people. This is we the people. These are our folk heroes. These are our conscious musicians who have got the understanding to retune their instruments to love, retune their instruments to 528 hertz frequency instead of 440, the dumbed-down, mind-control, spiritually stifling frequency. So you're going to be blessed for 24 hours from around the world with the most conscious musicians who get it, get what we're doing. Then on Sunday, it's a Holy Spirit-filled day. It's a day that's going to change the planet, and it's going to uplift the spirit of humanity to reflect divinity. So that's going to be 24 hours of programming on Sunday. And the switch, the clicker mouse on your laptop or on your desktop is going to be what directs your show. That, again, is a world first.
So, I mean, the technology is just amazing.
It's wonderful. What a blessing.
We can reach the whole world and just with the touch of a button. So these are basically the updates. And as I said, every minute, every day, something fantastic and something wonderful is coming in. So.
Yeah, so let us know. Tell us a little bit about the logistics situation. What's the update for Cairo? What's it like to begin to, as a public relations director, marketing director for Live H2O, who is Egyptian, who has a high, literally a high level of understanding of the media, because you were heavily engaged in Cairo, were you not, in media broadcasting?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, 5 very heavy, very intense years. Yeah. Okay, so basically when you start to even think about doing an event in Egypt, the first thing you think of is the demographics you're dealing with. The amount of people that we have in Cairo is just phenomenal.
How many people in Cairo?
The last I heard is like 80 million.
80 million people in
Cairo?
Cairo
alone.
Holy
smokes.
Wow.
So I'm sure that has changed. And you never really know what the real numbers are because government is never really that accurate and never really reports all the numbers.
You mean the government of Egypt lies to you like the government in the United States?
Oh, my God. I mean, doesn't it just look like the same picture? It's starting to look familiar almost everywhere.
It's like the people have got to come up with a freedom movement, which this is.
We do. We do. We really do have to cry out and speak out and in the name of love and in the name of peace. So, So also I wanted to say, yeah, so basically you think about doing an event in Egypt, you think of chaos. You think of 80 million people moving in the streets of Cairo. You think about the amount of, you know, cars moving on the street to get to your event. So you really have to think about logistics. You have to think about, you know, the shortest cut, the best possible way to move the most amount of people in as little time and as efficiently as possible. So chaos is at hand. Be sure of that. That's number one. Number two, unfortunately, because of the amount of corruption that we have in Egypt. And
I've heard about it. It's stifling. It's like everything, you got to pay everybody off.
Well, just like America. Again, it looks very similar.
It's more covert in America.
It is indeed. At least we're open with our own corruption.
Yeah, you're much more open there.
Yeah, we're over the table. Everything over here is under the table.
Yeah.
So it's literally, you know, people ask you for money. Well, if you want to get this done, then you're going to have to pay down so many thousands.
Right.
So, and it's everybody looking for a handout. And that, then, is only because the government has completely stifled the people. They have completely stripped the people of their dignity. They have completely stripped the country of its wealth. Completely stripped the people of Egypt of their honor. And that's as just as many countries as in the world. America has done the same for the American people.
Look at the way the educational system is popping out ignoramuses.
India has done the same with the Indian people. Afghanistan has done the same. So did Saddam Hussein in Iraq before, and so many other countries. And so here we really have to be intelligent and enlightened and move a step ahead of what could possibly be, how can we engage the Egyptian government, the Afghani government, the Indian government, the government of America, the government of Hawaii, how to be able to speak in the light of peace and the rebuilding of the confidence of the people of the world. How can we unite? How were we able to administer the Live Aid concert, which happened back in the 80s, which until today is still the biggest event in the world? We're hoping to break that record. We're hoping to
Folks, you got to pray with us. I mean, really, seriously, do some prayers tonight. This concert is going to be
an action.
Absolutely.
You know, we can pray as much as we want, but if we just sit there and watch it happen, it's not going to.
Yeah, and pray for your own direction as to what you should be doing with Live H2O, and not just in preparation and making the provisions, because literally, is your heart prepared? Is your heart right now prepared to open up fully? Because if you still got your skeletons in the closet, you know, it's kind of like you need that purging, you need that house cleaning, like Sally talked about earlier. And so it's all about preparing. Literally, if tomorrow it was announced that the Messiah arrived, and we were now engaged in the Messianic Age, would you be prepared? That's a very important question, because when we start to sing together on Sunday the 21st, everything is going to change spiritually. There's going to be literally portals open up.
A floodgate. Completely.
Absolutely. It's going to be a floodgate of solution. Of literally spiritual salvation is coming down upon this planet.
Elation, totally.
Elation
that we've all been waiting for.
You bet.
And that's why it shall only come to those who go to it, work for it.
Yes.
It's not going to come to you just while you're sitting there watching it happen.
You'll feel it, but I'll tell you, unless your heart is prepared, you know, it's like if you suddenly, you haven't exercised in years and you go out and you play tackle football, what are you going to feel like at the end of the game? You're going to feel really bad. If they don't rush you to the hospital, it's probably going to take you 3 weeks in bed. Well, what we're talking about is a spiritual preparation of your heart.
And really, you know what, I mean, everybody has an ability. Everybody has a talent. Everybody out there that's listening now, all over the world, have a talent, and they can partake in this very easily. All they have to do is go onto the website, log on to www.live820.org. And right now we have all of the venues and the communication of those venues under the button that's called Schedule. It's the first button on the left on the home page. Right now we have all of these people all over the world working very diligently day and night to find venues, to bring together the people. All you have to do out there is just click on your country or venue and go and call these people. Go and contact these people. Email them. Call them up. Say, how can I be of service? How can I make this happen with you today? How can I connect with the rest of the world on June the 19th of this year? This is going to be an amazing year. It's going to be divine in 2009.
Hey, yeah, that's right.
So I don't want anyone out there to be missing out. Come on, people. Let's get passionate about this. Let's get excited about this. And if you want to not miss the boat, hop on.
Yay, absolutely. Well, gee whiz, you know, we've got about 4 minutes left before the end of the Inside Hour show tonight. And I want to thank Sally so much for just being a guest on the Inside Hour, but for working her buns off. Literally, you know, I watched her last night. She was up till 4 in the morning, and she started early. I think you were at the desk at around 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
You went from 9 past 12 hours at 9. Then you went, but you went all the way to 4 in the morning, folks. Now, that's dedication. That's commitment.
It's love, too. And I think, as I said, we resolved a lot of issues.
Yeah.
And we resolved, you know, we had a lot of clarity yesterday. A lot of light came through. There was, you know, we worked through a lot. And, you know, we don't yet have a team over here in Hawaii of, you know, 50 people.
Oh, guess what? It just came tonight, too. Here's news for you. I just spent the last couple hours with White Eagle, and she has 300 students throughout the United States, and she's expecting dozens of students to come here for a celebration event that she's hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And the guidance that we received tonight was that many of those people are going to volunteer for Live H2O, so you're going to have a huge staff. You're going to have a whole group of people that
bring
are going to
bring them on.
Absolutely.
Bring them on. We need as many spirits as we possibly can.
Yes,
strong,
we do.
Strong, dedicated spirits.
Yes, we do. So, you know, ask and ye shall receive, right?
We shall and we do.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Sally, thanks. I think what we need to do is make this a regular. We need to, from between now and the June 19th, is have the Insight Hour be engaging consistently people who have already volunteered and have already come on for various reasons, from the musical artists to the technicians that are involved.
Absolutely. Well, I've got you as your victim. I've got you as my victim next week.
Next
and
week.
And we'll see who else wants to join us. If
yes.
We do have anybody else that would like to join us and can possibly do the conference.
Wonderful.
If so. And then every week, I'm sure something fantastic is going to pop up.
Thank you so much.
Thank
All right,
you.
Be blessed. Folks, that's about it for the Inside Hour tonight. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I want to give it up also. Beyond the Creator, I want to thank the terrestrial sources of our sustenance, HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. Please go on there. If you want to start to get educated and uplifted in the most advanced revelations of what we're talking about here with music and 528 Love, well, get Love, the real Da Vinci Code. Get the book, get the DVD, the Love Code DVD Seminar. All of these are wonderful products that you can get online right now at HealthyWorldStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. Same number for OxySilver. You can order OxySilver from Healthy World Store. Go online to OxySilver.com if you want to find out about it, but you want to order it, you can order it online or by calling 888-508-4787. Now, I would know there's a very special person coming up on the next hour on BBS Radio. That's our brother, Don Nikoloff. Don, I want you to know that I so sincerely appreciate your support with Live H2O. I didn't get a chance today. I plan to email you a thank you letter with regard to the note that you sent out. I understand that you're having some family hardship and with sickness in your family. My heart goes out to you, and I pray that your family situation will be resolved with the most highest good coming out of it. And I love you, brother. Thank you so much for your kind mail today. Folks, join us next week on the Inside Hour. Bye for now.